in the limelight.
The haphazard evacuation of tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan last year, as U.S. troops pulled out of the country, left little time to prepare ORR facilities, which are accustomed to housing Central American children and teens. The COVID-19 pandemic created additional complications. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Melissa Sanchez and Anna Clark, writers. This article is published under the heading, Nearly 200 children who fled Afghanistan without family are stuck in U.S. custody. Stay tuned for the second part of this article, please. In Chicago, ProPublica reported last fall on how the challenges involving Afghan children at a shelter operated by Heartland Human Care Services were exacerbated by the lack of on-site interpreters. After the story was published, lawmakers called for an investigation and Heartland received interpreters. But in the months that followed, police were called repeatedly to the facility. In January, officers arrested a 16-year-old boy accused of kicking and punching two workers. According to the police report, the boy said he was upset about being separated from his friends. In a statement, Heartland said it's not equipped to provide the mental health support some Afghan children need. Heartland is not alone in our experience of how the severe lack of access to mental health resources dramatically impacted unaccompanied Afghan youth who arrived in this country last fall, an official wrote. The official said it stopped taking in children after the challenging past few months to support frontline staff through team building and training. Heartland recently resumed operations, though, at a reduced capacity. Star Commonwealth, the emergency intake site in Albion, seemed to get off to a better start. It offered a welcoming setting with residential cottages on a lush green campus when Afghan children arrived last fall. Unlike Heartland, it had Dari and Pashto interpreters on site from the outset. But attorneys who visited children at Star raised red flags early on. The site was too restrictive, they said, and children complained about the lack of physical activity and phones to call their families. What's more, because of its status as a federal emergency intake site, Star wasn't licensed by the state. Immigration advocates have long criticized the government's use of these emergency facilities because they operate without independent state oversight. The federal government had begun leasing the campus from a nonprofit with the same name last spring in response to large numbers of Central American children crossing the border. Star later shifted focus to housing Afghan children. As the children remained long past and short stays, Star was designed to accommodate. The local sheriff's office started fielding calls about fights, runaways, and suicidal behavior. A volunteer who often visited the facility and asked not to be identified to avoid the risk of losing access to children in ORR custody said children would tell her they were crying all night long and ask for prayers to help with depression. She told her husband the shelter reminded her of a prison. Before a Star shut down in early January, the sheriff's office in Calhoun County received referrals for at least five child welfare allegations in the final 3 weeks, records the story. In one case, a 16-year-old said two workers shoved and yelled at him. When interviewed by a deputy, one of the workers acknowledged yelling out of frustration but said he does not put his hands on the children. The other worker was separately suspended after being accused of kicking a boy who was praying, according to a report. Neither led to charges. In the case in which the 16-year-old said he was shoved, the Calhoun County Prosecutor's Office determined an assault did not take place. In the second, the child who said that he was kicked could not be located because he had been transferred elsewhere. Prosecuting agency David Gilbert, the director, said there were other troubles. Authorities responded to three allegations of sexual abuse or inappropriate behavior, including one from an 8-year-old boy who told a counselor that a 13-year-old boy came into his room. It's unclear who employed the workers, as STAR was mostly staffed by PAE Applied Technologies, a federal contractor. A company representative declined to comment. Other workers came from a variety of federal agencies that loaned their services to ORR. A spokesperson for STAR said the nonprofit did share a number of concerns with both ORR and PAE, but STAR was purely serving as a landlord, she added. And the government, not STAR, is solely responsible for programming and caring for children through its ORR program. The ORR official said that the agency has a zero-tolerance policy for abuse of any kind and that employees accused of abuse are immediately terminated or put on administrative leave. Facilities also send allegations to local law enforcement, Child Protective Services, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Inspector General, and the FBI. At a STAR and shelters around the U.S., workers said they were overwhelmed. Some expressed frustration, calling the youth spoiled for asking for more phone time and Afghan food, which over time they received. Other employees suspected their colleagues were afraid of children. One volunteer called the situation inside the shelter a pressure cooker. Workers and others at several facilities said they heard children say they had been told that if they misbehaved, they would be sent back to Afghanistan. ORR officials said any threats against children are unacceptable and employees accused of maltreatment are placed on leave until all the details of what happened are understood. Staffing shortages exacerbated tensions. In recent weeks, Samaritas administrators offered workers a $500 bonus if they picked up an extra shift, according to emails obtained by ProPublica. The depth and breadth of the need and the sudden nature of it put everybody in a really tough spot, Sam Bill, Samaritas chief executive, said, adding, "When I think of what these kids have gone through, it's shocking. They don't act out more." Last week, Samaritas paused operations at Grand Rapids shelter to hire and train staff. The decision was made by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Services, which holds Samaritas grants with ORR, according to federal officials. Lutheran Immigration did not respond to requests for comment.